The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Olivia Kui.
And I'm Harian Tudiman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. Several nursing homes like Peacehaven Nursing Home and Lee Ah Mui Old Age Home are turning away visitors who had recently been to Tan Tock Seng Hospital. Some have also implemented additional measures like segregating and swabbing residents who had been to TTSH inpatient wards in the past 14 days.
This comes after an elderly patient who was first admitted to TTSH tested positive a day after being discharged to a nursing home.
Meanwhile, from this Saturday to May 30th, there will be more restrictions at preschools and early intervention centres.
For instance, parents will not be allowed to enter these centres except for those with newly enrolled children. Children from different classes will also not be allowed to intermingle.
While outdoor activities during this period may continue in groups of five children, large-scale ones like learning journeys and field trips will be postponed for now.
Well, these tightened rules at preschool centres follow a slew of other measures announced.
To recap, people will only be allowed to gather in groups of five, down from eight currently. This will apply to households as well, which can only receive five distinct visitors a day.
For workplace rules, no more than 50% of employees can return to the office, particularly if they're able to work from home. Social gatherings at the office should be avoided as well.
And indoor gyms and fitness or health studios will be shut as they're considered higher risk settings. But outdoor exercise classes may still continue with a limit of 30 people and with safe distancing measures in place.
Well, joining us now is Professor Dale Fisher, a senior infectious diseases consultant from the National University Hospital.
He also chairs the National Infection Prevention and Control Committee. Welcome back, Professor. As Minister Lawrence Wong said last night, these measures will bring us back to phase two. Now, sentiments on the ground range from some saying these curbs too strict, all the way to those calling for another circuit breaker. Where do you stand on this spectrum?
Actually, Harry Anto, there's no one better to make these decisions actually than those people doing the investigations. So MOH has teams of experts that have been doing this for way before the pandemic, actually, for other infectious diseases. But they're really very experienced now. They can see all the data. They can look at the cases. They can do the contact tracing. They can see the hotspots. They can see if there's a big chance of cases being missed. So I think it's we're well entitled to trust the system in this case. Remember, a circuit breaker to go all the way, that really means you've lost control. That really means that it's run away from you and you say, look, the only way we can get this under control is if everybody really goes home. We put in really extreme social measures because we're not sure where the virus is. We have a lot more capacity still than having to go to that extreme, I think. I'm not saying we won't get there. I certainly hope we don't get there. But I think a circuit breaker would be premature at this stage. I think there's a good chance that all the public health systems in place will do the job that they're designed for and what they've been practicing to do. Of course, bringing in some more stringent society measures is like an added layer of protection, if you like, saying just in case anyone slips through our net, it would still be good if we had smaller crowds and things like that. So I'm fully supportive, actually, of the stance at the moment.
We're not at a situation where the circuit breaker has to be reintroduced, but one of the biggest curbs that will be reintroduced from May 8th is the closing of indoor gyms and fitness studios. Prof, gyms weren't closed during phase two last year. So what do you make of the reimposition of these gym closures? Because, you know, we haven't seen an outbreak at any gym so far.
Well, I must say I don't know the detail, but nor for that matter why they weren't part of phase two before. But nonetheless, if you think about them, they're often small rooms, significant numbers of people. There's a lot of people not wearing masks. There's a lot of deep breathing because of the exertion with doing the physical exercise. So I can see why they're a sort of a high risk setting. So without knowing the sort of specifics of whether there is a particular concern there, it certainly makes sense. And it has been practiced in many other countries that gyms, unfortunately, are quite early to go in a way, like nightclubs, for the same sort of reasons.
Hospitals have been asked, Professor, to defer non-urgent surgeries and admissions, as well as non-urgent specialized outpatient clinic appointments. Now, for viewers who may have upcoming appointments at the hospitals, perhaps it could help them understand what is urgent and what is not.
The Tantoc Seng outbreak is certainly the most challenging cluster at the moment, with 40 people to date, and there will probably be more that get diagnosed, but hopefully in quarantine going forward. That's obviously having an impact on other hospitals, because to limit what Tantoc Seng can do means that more healthcare has to be provided at other places. So surely the non-urgent stuff needs to be displaced, so we continue to look after the sickest people and the urgent things. It really would be a tragedy if someone suffered health-wise because we're all worried about COVID, but they went on and had a heart attack. So things like cardiology, many of those appointments will be urgent and not the sort of things you want to put off. I think things like obstetrics, that time clock is still going, cancer care. Many of these types of specialties are less able to defer. I think you'll find most people actually know what's a routine appointment and what can actually be put back a couple of weeks versus what needs to be sought out because there's a current issue. So if there's any doubt, the hospitals will certainly be contacting people and suggesting deferring. We certainly want to get a lot of those appointments and elective admissions and elective surgeries all deferred for a few weeks until we sort of restore the natural order. And don't forget, there's been a lot of systems set up through the course of the pandemic, such as telemedicine and delivering of medications and things like this. So you can kind of still have your appointment without going to hospital in many respects as well.
Well, great points there. Thank you so much for putting them across on the show, Professor. We've been speaking with Professor Dale Fisher, Senior Infectious Diseases Consultant at NUH.